Strange Adventure. Quite a few people saw the fight that took place on the main street of Prairie Junction. They watched Les Matthews and Tex Talbot slug it out and wondered what had happened to the two partners that owned Pleasant Acres Farm. Old Pop Keller voiced an opinion that was not far from the truth.
This afternoon, I overheard them arguing about some wire for the south pasture. All of a sudden, Les takes a swing at Tex, then all tarnation breaks loose.
That night, there was deathly silence in the sprawling farmhouse as the two men went about their chores. Not a word passed between them as they turned in. Tex Talbot lifted the covers of his bed and glanced across the room to where Les was breathing heavily, tossing an uneasy sleep. He recalled the foolish argument and fight. He had simply wanted to buy an extra supply of wire for the pasture, and Les had objected because of the expense. There were a few hot words, then blows. Tex then remembered the challenge that had been flung at him before the crowd.
No slim son of a longhorn can knock me down and get away with it. I'll meet you here tomorrow for a showdown, gun against gun. Not brawn against brawn.
Daylight had crept into the bedroom when Tex dressed and buckled on his gun belt. Les had already left and was probably on his way to town. The Texan's roan horse nickered as he opened the gate of the corral, and he spoke softly to it.
Take it easy, old girl. We'll be on our way in a minute. Take a good look at Pleasant Acres. It might be our last look.
Tex rode slowly down the dusty lane that led toward the town where he was to meet his partner in the gun duel that might mean the death of one of them. He knew that Les was quicker on the draw, but that he was the better marksman. Because of a heated challenge, one or both of them would lose this heritage of the land that they had worked so hard for and had dreamed of so pleasantly. The tall Texan mounted a small rise where the lane ran into the crossroads. The South Fork led into Prairie Junction and to a fateful meeting with Les Matthews. The North Fork to New Horizons. Tex reined up at the crossroads, pondering which road to take. Then he made up his mind. Tex Talbot turned in his saddle for a last look-see at the wide acres of waving wheat and rich pasture land that had been his home. He was riding away from here, taking the North Branch that led to a new horizon. It would be better this way, and Les would be happy on the farm. Suddenly, his horse's warning snort brought him out of his reverie. His free hand dropped to his holster. Rounding a curve in the road from Prairie Junction, a horseman came into sight, and a familiar voice called out to him.
Hey, Tex, where are you going? Want to show you something.
Tex's face widened into an awkward grin as Les Matthews pointed toward a wagon that was following along the road.
Yep, Tex, you was right yesterday, and I drove into town today and bought enough wire to fence the whole blooming south pasture. We're going to have a fence to be proud of, son.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of... Strange Adventures.